If that happens, as it did in 2013, the military is expected to take some of the hardest hits. Admiral Bill Moran, Vice Chief of Naval Operations, says the message from the Pentagon will be the same as the one the past several months when a shutdown became a possibility.
As we move further into the year without a budget, and especially an amended budget, which provides some much-needed cash to do things like ship maintenance, depot maintenance, pay our people, it's going to get more and more painful the longer we go.
CNN reports the Navy is warning three warship deployments would be shut down, along with four of the nine carrier groups now in port. Two dozen Marine Corps squadrons would also be grounded and training interrupted.
April 28th, likelihood is that we're going to go right up to that date, and then hopefully Congress will provide a budget to us, and we won't be on a continuing resolution or face government shutdown at the end of April.
Where I am very concerned is in the military testing and military readiness that goes on in Northwest Florida.
Congressman Matt Gaetz, whose first district includes Naval Air Stations Pensacola and Whiting Field and Eglin Air Force Base, is optimistic that a deal can be made by the deadline.
If we have situations occur where funding just stops, the consequence could be that testing and evaluation and research into next-generation weapon systems really gets disrupted in a way that can't just be automatically restored. Things that are going on at IHMC and Pensacola are very sensitive to those shutdowns.
A member of both the House Armed Services and Budget Committees, Gaetz believes the possible shutdown is a symptom of a larger affliction on Capitol Hill when it comes to developing a spending plan.
I want to see structural changes to how Washington budgets and spends money. I think we need a tremendous amount of discipline placed on the Congress. We're working now to make sure that as we're developing those processes, we don't shut down the government, because that would have very negative impacts, particularly for Northwest Florida.
Many residents in the Florida Panhandle, where the economy relies heavily on the region's military bases, are watching Washington with the sequestration of 2013 fresh on their minds. That shutdown grounded the Blue Angels for the season after just two performances. On a larger, more personal scale, thousands of civilian employees missed paychecks.
You know, government shutdowns don't save money. They cost money. And so we should do everything we can to avoid one, while at the same time not violating our principles. When we deprive the government of the value that our civil servants add, we lose efficiencies. We lose money.
The House Armed Services Committee is scheduled to meet in the next few days with military leaders, who are expected to explain just what will happen if Congress fails to pass a year-long continuing resolution. Admiral Bill Moran is expected to be among them.
We've been down this parade before. Are we planning for it? Do we want it? Absolutely not. Are we prepared if it happens? We have enough experience at this to know what we have to do.
Another key is President Trump's apparent backtracking on building his wall on the U.S.-Mexican border. He now says it can wait until September, sources tell CNN. Immigration-related arrests are up almost 33% in the first months of the Trump administration, according to ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Congressman Matt Gaetz, a strong proponent of the wall, says the figures support such a delay.
We're taking stands against some of the entitlements that are given to illegal aliens. We're getting serious about enforcement. We're sending criminals back. And so you're having a natural decline that's occurring now in that illegal immigration.
In a statement emailed to WUWF, a spokeswoman with the Navy Office of Information said they were working closely with the Office of Management and Budget to prepare for what it calls an unlikely eventuality. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.